Hey, gang, Friday morning, and Mike Schultz is here from the River Cities Reader with movie reviews and a look at what's opening in Quad City Theaters today. He's the entertainment editor for that fine newspaper / website. I find myself going more and more to the website.
That's good to hear.
Rather than looking for the paper that's available
new
every
stuff
Wednesday everywhere.
Every day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they do a great job of updating that thing.
Oh, thank you very kindly.
I say they. I guess you're kind of involved in that. You
do a
great job
bit.
Of updating that.
It's
that
not
thing.
Just me, but yeah, it's a fun gig.
Well, welcome.
There's
guys.
Someone sitting back there going, damn right it's not just me.
I'm watching what I say. I know they do listen occasionally. Yeah,
and
right.
What you're hearing now will be available in some form at rcreader.com as well, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
So, Mike, what did you see?
We had a good time last weekend.
Really?
I couldn't believe.
Did you go three for three, or what was it?
I did three movies on Friday, and then I did one on Saturday.
Did you go four for four?
Four for four?
As far as
liking all four. No, not really. I did three for four, and
okay.
then one was not hideous,
all
which
right.
I expected
well,
to be hideous.
There you go.
Basically,
we'll just get that one out of the way,
yeah,
which was Love Happens.
Love
that
happens.
Was the one we thought was going to be really, really bad
uh-huh.
with Aaron Eckhart and
yeah.
Jennifer Aniston, and it's bad. It yeah. is, but it's not terrible. It's exactly what the people who want to see it are going to want. You know, it's like, oh, he's learning to love again, and Jennifer Aniston looks just like Jennifer Aniston. Oh, wonderful. We're happy. Mm-hmm. So who cares?
See,
know?
I was disappointed in the movie, and I didn't see it, but I went to RC Reader going, oh, boy, this is going to be one of those real scathing pieces that Mike occasionally gets right, and you couldn't even do that.
No,
it wasn't
I wanted
so bad
to.
That it was...
Yeah,
good.
I didn't feel hateful towards it at all.
But
I was like, all right, you wasted my time, but nothing
your
more.
Your description is what we predicted, and that should be enough to make it terrible.
Yeah, you'd think. But maybe that's the problem. I went in with really low expectations, and they met them. So
uh-huh.
it was like, oh, it wasn't worse than I thought. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
See, I think that Judy Greer probably helped. She's good and everything.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Judy Greer again playing the wisecracking redheaded
that's what
best friend?
She does.
Yeah, it's her shtick.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
fine. Anyway,
yeah.
But I'll
you
tell
know,
you what
you know
was...
who Judy Greer is?
No.
Kitty, the secretary.
From Arrested Development, yeah.
Kidding.
This is the last time we're going to see these.
Cross-eyed secretary.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
Daddy yes. horny, Michael.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to need to save the moisture.
She'll never be as good again.
Right on.
That was it.
All
right.
Okay,
but,
I know who it is.
But boy, The Informant was
yes.
fantastic.
Yeah.
What a great flick, man. Oh, it was so fun. Yeah.
Right.
It. Yeah, it starts off as kind of this, you know, Matt Damon is going to blow the whistle on his company that's
uh-huh.
trying to gouge prices. And then the more this movie goes on, the more you're like, you start going, wait a minute, Damon's kind of a creep, kind of a loser, kind
yeah.
of a liar.
Yeah.
Wait, kind of a bad guy. I
yeah.
mean, it just keeps escalating for about an hour and a half, and by the end you're going,
yeah.
what the? you've been completely suckered in by Matt Damon because he's
yeah.
Matt Damon, he's just a doofus.
Yeah,
and you're like,
right.
oh, he's sweet and
yeah.
harmless,
right.
and it turns out by the end,
he's not
at
yeah.
all. He's kind of been pulling your chain for 90 minutes, and by the end... Yeah, it started out, the audience was really reserved at the beginning, kind of chuckling here and there, and by the end, everyone was just roaring, because Matt Damon goes to these beyond crazy states of being snowed in, of
uh-huh.
you're just being completely
yeah. so
taken in by
this
loser.
Is this
it's
the sort
fun.
Of movie that's going to get some nominations?
I think it could easily. Damon certainly deserves
yeah.
it. He's
yeah.
just tremendous in it. He's really good. And the script is great. It's really funny. You got Joel McHale and Scott Bakula and a whole bunch of good people in the cast.
Is this
it's
something
wonderful.
That's made your top five or top
yeah.
ten so far?
Oh, definitely. It's top five material for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, wow.
I loved it.
Really
wow.
liked it.
I really, really liked it.
Okay,
yeah,
so go see
that. And one I liked almost as much was Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? 70 minutes, and it's, you know, that's...
About food coming out of the sky.
It's about food coming out of the sky. It's about an inventor who finds a way to turn water into food stuff, and it's 70 minutes long, and it's nonstop jokes. It's nonstop verbal jokes and visual jokes and really, really just witty ideas, and, I mean... And for grown-ups, you got pizza falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a snowstorm that's just ice cream.
If only, yeah.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm lining up for that. Absolutely. It's, It's a
Can you
hoot.
Imagine?
You got Mr. T in it. Oh, it's great.
Were you hungry before you went and saw Cloudy with a Chance of
Not
Meatballs?
Not terribly. That was the first one I saw, actually. But
it's like if those dipping dots.
Right. The ice cream of the future.
Yeah, right.
Was sleet. And it's like.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. It just, it it gets your imagination reeling. Going, so wouldn't that
be
something?
This is one of your favorite kid movies in a while.
It wins as my favorite animated movie of the year. Yeah. Over Up, for sure.
Overall,
I would say.
You like it better than Up?
Yeah, definitely.
And you loved Up.
And I loved Up. I thought it was terrific. But this one really just hit home for me. I had a blast.
So if you take the kids, this is the one to take the kids to.
Yeah, it did really well too. It made like $30 million or
number
something.
Number one movie in America.
But
it
deserved it. It absolutely deserves its cash.
Well, what
it's
else
great.
Did you see?
And Jennifer's Body was the last thing.
Nice.
Diablo Cody's horror movie with Megan Fox.
Yeah.
It's kind of what we thought. It's a little bit precious and a little, oh, look how witty. And, you know, moveon.org. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds clever. Uh-huh. You know, I'm not sure why it's a put down necessarily. But so it's got a little bit more. It's a little bit. It's a little bit Diablo Cody in that Juno way.
Uh-huh.
But it's also really every once in a while she comes through with one really funny line, you know, and it's really, it's very well done. It's just not scary.
This is what I predicted, though. It's probably 15 minutes of insufferable Diablo Cody, and then like one thing where it's like, well, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, see, I don't know if it's
you
worth
got it.
I don't know
if it's better
worth
as it goes along, but it's... Yeah,
and Megan Fox is not naked in this movie?
She's not naked. There's a quick shot where she kind of walks to the camera and she's topless, but I think her hair is covering her breasts. Yeah. And so,
Save your money.
Yeah.
Save your money.
Yeah.
Three new movies opening up in Quad City theaters, and we're going to begin with The Surrogates, which is the new Bruce Willis movie. He investigates a murder in a futuristic society where human interaction has been replaced by idealized robotic surrogates.
Westworld.
Mm-hmm.
Westworld meets The Matrix is what I think this
meets
is going to
be.
Meets
that movie because in this one everyone passes out at the same time.
I saw that in a preview.
Yeah, well, I think they unplug it.
So The Truman Show is what
you're thinking. It.
Yeah, I think they unplug the surrogates and they all go limp.
Because the other one where everyone dies at the same time. Or what was
The Happening?
Name? The Happening.
The Happening. Yeah, yeah. There we go.
Also
I'd almost gotten that movie out of my head. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Here's a clip from Surrogates.
An idea how a surrogate's head would explode from the inside.
What do the operators say?
Not much. They're dead.
If you're trying to imply a link between VSI products and an operator's accidental death...
I'm not implying anything. I just want to know how an operator can be killed by signals from a surrogate.
The idea itself is absurd. If it were possible, it would defeat the entire purpose of surrogacy.
Surrogates have jumped from bridges, been shot, even blown to bits without the least bit of harm to their operators.
What about a human hit? What would cause one of them to blow up?
Agent Greer, we're not doctors.
Honey, I don't know what you are.
Mm. Wow. It's a priceless Bruce Willis reading there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Honey. That's his...
Honey, I don't know who you are. That's a line from Moonlighting.
Didn't Sybil Shepherd get that?
Yeah, she got that
point?
A couple times.
Yeah.
It turns out Miss DePesto is behind the entire scam.
Oh, I miss her. Yeah.
All right. What else do we have opening up? Oh, a remake of the movie Fame for some reason.
Why on earth?
I haven't heard about this.
At the New York City High School of Performing Arts, a talented group of singers, dancers, actors, and artists strive for the spotlight.
Is this the second remake of this?
No, they did a TV series, though, for 7 years.
Series. I thought they did another one, too.
No. Well, there's been a ton of movies lately that feel like Fame.
Okay.
So I guess they decided, let's just do
Fame. Why not?
Yeah. In this clip, the students are welcome to the New York City High School of Performing Arts. Enjoy this clip from Fame!
Now, let me make this very clear. We don't care about your head shot or your dress size or your dreams of being in OK Magazine, on talk shows, on the red carpet. Here, you will learn a discipline. Here, you will come to understand what being a performing artist really means. Here, you will dedicate yourself to your craft. Now, if you're looking for shortcuts, if you want fame, if you want easy rewards, I highly recommend that you get up and leave now.
That's somebody doing a very good Debbie Allen impersonation.
I think that's actually Debbie Allen.
It's not.
That is not. She's in it.
The actress's name is... Oh, maybe that is Debbie Allen.
I think it might be.
That's got to be that.
That is the exact verbatim speech that the higher-ups gave Dave and I when we started this show.
It didn't take, did it?
Nah, not really.
All right. Yeah, well, we haven't got any fame, though, so it's not like we didn't listen. Third place in the last Red Raiders poll.
Really third?
Third place.
For the love of God.
finally opening up in Quad City Theaters today, Pandorum. Two men wake up on a spaceship with no memory of who they are or where they're going, and they must uncover the ship's deadly secrets.
And why are they so in love?
Here we learn about the effects of Pandorum.
Do you know the symptoms of Pandorum?
I've seen it before.
Ever witnessed the symptoms firsthand? It's not something you can easily detect. It starts with a shiver, an itch, a slow boil, the biological side effects of flying deep space feeding into paranoia, and the paranoid brain feeding the side effects, a downward spiral. There's no shutting off the heat, no matter what you do. It'll boil over. You don't believe me.
I didn't say that.
We all know Pandorum is greatly affected by any substantial psychological trauma. It has an emotional trigger effect.
That's what they say.
How do you think you would react? You knew the truth.
The truth about what?
Passion. Not a bad clip until Darren ruined it.
It was actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I went, all right.
Yeah, and the visuals sure look good.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll be interested.
They've been
to see
running
what you
this
think.
Preview for ages, man.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Saw something for this in the winter last year.
Which often is not a good sign.
Yeah, not
but
always,
we'll see.
But
we'll see.
Yeah, could be intriguing.
So there you
More
go.
More so than fame.
Really?
Are you making fame?
Are you going to go see that?
I am going to see that, yeah. But seriously, I mean, the first one, did anyone think that was cool except for theater and music majors?
I didn't see it.
Normal people didn't go, you know?
I didn't watch the TV show. I've never seen the movie.
Yeah. I was just a theater major, so you know,
a bunch
I'm,
of kids
I'm
coming
saying,
from the
I
mean streets
it,
to learn how to dance.
I don't know. First one's pretty great, but only for certain members of the populace. I think.
Remember my name.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Irene Cara. All is forgiven.
What happened to her?
Kind
of miss Irene Cara. She was going to live forever.
Murder, suicide.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, that's just
still,
a guess.
He's still around.
That's just a good guess, I think. Yeah, basically, High School Musical made all this money. We've got the rights to fame.
Yeah.
Why don't we just make fame?
Although this time, they're going to be singing waiters and waitresses.
That I would pay to see.
As part of it,
shot in Rock Island.
It's the Bootleggers.
See? Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Ebert's review today says that it plays like a dinner theater version of the original.
Oh,
there you go. Oh, yeah.
Enjoy.
Are they doing that song again, I wonder? Is that
they
been
have,
like on the.
They have to, right? They
Probably
have
new...
to. It's got a lot of the dancers from So You Think You Can Dance in it, so I know my wife's
but this time,
excited
during,
about
but
that.
But this time during the song, they're serving Jell-O.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. So you want fame? Well, this is where you earn it.
Uh-huh.
I guess I did watch the show.
There you go.
It's like a
you
picture
know
Debbie
well.
Allen in the leotards.
Oh, sure.
Just
yeah.
looking around, giving dirty Debbie Allen looks at people.
Yeah, who was she right? married to? Was she
I
married
don't
to
know.
Someone famous?
You're thinking of her sister, Felicia Rashad.
No, maybe that's what I'm just thinking that she had a famous sister. Maybe that's what it was.
Felicia Rashad is her sister. All right, well, Mike, good luck with this. We'll read your reviews online at rcreader.com. Or is this a week that the paper comes out?
This upcoming week will be a paper paper, yes.
Paper.
Absolutely.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader, as always, Mike. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Quick break, and let's get right back at it with Alice in Chains. That's next. It's Dave and Darren, Rock 104.9.